If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to another episode of You, Me, and Words, the podcast that brings English to your ears, helping you to learn at your own pace. Today, we dive into something essential, not just for learning a new language, but for every aspect of our lives, the importance of good sleep. Good sleep, dear listeners, is like the best friend you didn't know you needed. It's the time when your body and mind take a journey of restoration, rejuvenation, and renewal. By the way, I am not at all surprised that we are using words such as restoration, rejuvenation, and renewal as we discuss the importance of good sleep. Do you know why? Because all of these terms imply rebuilding or recharging something. So imagine you're using a smartphone. Throughout the day, you play games, send messages, and make calls. By night, the battery is low. Sleep is the charger for your body and mind, ensuring you're powered up for the next day. But why, you might ask, is sleep so crucial? Why is sleep so important? Crucial? Important. Well, it plays a pivotal, listen to that, it plays a pivotal role in learning and memory. When something plays a pivotal role, it means that it plays a very important role. So, sleep plays a pivotal role in learning and memory. When you sleep, your brain sorts and stores the day's learning. It's like a librarian organizing books on a shelf, making sure everything is in the right place for you to find later. This process is crucial for language learning. As you embark on the journey of learning English, a good night's sleep helps solidify the new words and grammar rules you've encountered. It's as if a night's sleep cements that knowledge in you. It strengthens it. Sleep also affects our mood. Have you ever noticed how everything seems more challenging when you're tired? Lack of sleep can make us irritable, impatient, and even sad. Listen to this adjective here, irritable. Irritable. When we are irritable, we are in a bad mood. And usually people around us notice that we are irritable. And perhaps they don't want to be around us in that moment. It's like trying to see through foggy glasses. Everything is harder to navigate. Getting enough sleep clears the fog, helping us face challenges with a positive outlook. Foggy means something is filled with fog, making it hard to see through. It can also describe a feeling of confusion or lack of clarity in someone's mind, like when you're trying to think but your thoughts aren't clear. Moreover, good sleep boosts our immune system, the body's defense against sickness. Think of it as upgrading your body's antivirus software, making you less likely to catch colds or other illnesses. This means fewer sick days and more opportunities for learning, exploring, and growing. So, how can we improve our sleep? First of all, try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. Your body loves routine. almost as much as it loves sleep. It's like setting an internal clock that helps regulate your sleep patterns. Also, create a bedtime ritual. Listen to that word, ritual, ritual. It's like create a bedtime routine, ritual. This could be reading a book, listening to calming music, or even doing some gentle stretching. These activities signal to your body that it's time to wind down. Whenever it's time to wind down, it's time to relax. Careful, don't say wind down, but wind down. Whenever it's time to wind down, it's time to relax. Lastly, make your bed a sleep sanctuary. Keep it cool, quiet, and dark. Think of it as creating the perfect scene for your body and mind's nightly journey to restoration. In closing, remember that good sleep is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Just as you nourish your body with good food and your mind with knowledge, nourish your being with restful sleep. It will not only help you in your English learning journey, but also enhance every part of your life. Thank you for tuning into Yumi and Words. Until next time, remember to live well, sleep well. I'll be back next Monday with yet another podcast episode. Keep learning English with me here. Thank you.